Welcome to Improving Sales Performance, a podcast highlighting tips and insights aimed at helping sales organizations realize and maybe even exceed their goals. Here, we chat with thought leaders, experts, and gurus who have years of sales experience from a wide range of industries. I'm your host, Matt Sunshine, CEO at the Center for Sales Strategy, a sales performance consulting company. In this episode, we're continuing our season-long deep dive into the latest media sales report from the Center for Sales Strategy. And today, Trey Morris, VP Senior Consultant here at CSS, is joining me to help answer the question, why is it getting harder to convert prospects and renew clients? Trey brings so many great points to the table, such as how too many salespeople are pitching products instead of solutions, why sellers need to do a better job of helping existing clients figure out what's working and what's not working early on in their business relationship, and finally, why is it so important for every seller to give the best reason possible for prospects to want to meet with them? With that, let's get the conversation going. So, Trey, in the just recently published fifth annual, can you believe it's already been the fifth annual?
It's hard to believe.
That's very cool. The fifth annual media sales report. I found this interesting. Thought we'd kick it off with this. 57% of salespeople tell us that converting prospects is becoming more difficult. Not that we're shocked by that, but that is what the data shows. 57% of salespeople tell us converting prospects has become more difficult. So here are my questions. It's kind of a two-part question. What are you hearing, like firsthand? What are you hearing, and why do you think this is the case? And then the second one is, what advice do you have for salespeople that are frustrated by this? What advice do you have?
Yeah, so what I'm hearing, and I'm surprised that it's only 57%. Based on anecdotal data of just people I talk to, it would be 108% of people think it's harder today. Like, that's all I hear. Like, in every client that we work with, it's how do we get more meetings? How do we get more meetings? How do we convert a prospect into a client? And the reality is it is harder. All of this really cool technology has made it super easy for us to ignore people. And so that's what's happened. I mean, you know, especially with working remote, I mean, so many of the people that we're trying to get in front of, they're in different, they're not in the office. They're not in the store. They're somewhere else. And so getting a hold of them is tough. Also, you're seeing a lot of problems with, you know, people that are kind of putting their toes in the water with some, if they do get a meeting and there is a presentation, they're not really that serious about it because they just don't know about visibility. Like, no one knows what the economy is going to be like in 2 months, 6 months, a year, tomorrow, in a lot of cases. Yeah. So people are nervous. Cash flow is an issue. We get mixed signals on the economy. So there's a lot of reasons that people aren't moving forward. But I think the biggest reason is that so many salespeople are still relying on pitching product and they're not providing solutions. Yeah. They're not demonstrating how they are going to add value and they're going to be able to solve that prospect's problems or help them achieve a goal. And so the reality is that if you're just pitching product and they're already nervous about the economy and they don't really want to spend the money and they don't necessarily believe what you're talking about is going to help them, they're not going to make a decision. They're not going to say yes. They're not going to convert and become a customer. And that's just the reality of sales, no matter what you're selling.
Yeah. Focus on what you solve, not what you sell.
Yeah.
All right. So salespeople are also reporting, based on our survey, that it's more difficult when it comes to renewing clients. It's hard enough to get a client. it's becoming more challenging now to renew. Actually, 42% say that renewals are getting tougher than before. So why? What contributing factors are causing this? And what advice do you have? What can sellers do to set themselves up for success to renew their clients?
Yeah, this is something that I am seeing more of today than honestly I think I've ever seen before. And so I think that a lot of it is that part of it is on the salesperson's issue, not doing what they should be doing. Part of it is not helping clients do a better job of understanding, tracking, and seeing what's working and what's not working. Clients are so busy today that they are not focused on tracking what works and what doesn't work, right? And if you're not working with them and helping them do that, giving them a system, providing information, providing data, being part of their team to educate everyone within the organization of what they're doing, what ads they're running, what specials they're offering. There's just not a lot of information, and people are too busy to necessarily ask everyone. They're too busy to check to see if they came in on an ad or if they mentioned something specific. And so there's probably a lot of people that are coming in buying products and services because of an advertisement that they saw or they heard or an email that they got or a display ad that triggered them. And so, but they're not getting credit for it. And so part of that is our fault for not helping the client and getting better at making sure they understand what's working and what's not working and making sure we're educating everyone and being involved with them, being a partner with them. Yep. I think the other part of it is that they're so busy that they don't even know how to do it. And they're so busy, they're not even noticing it. And also, let's be honest, there are so many more ads that we come into on a regular basis than ever before. I mean, I know that when I started back in, 1872, they said that there were 3,000 ads a day. Remember, that's what it was. You saw 3,000 ads a day. What is it today? 30,000? Is it? I mean, it could be 30,000. It literally could be 30,000 ads. Which one am I going to notice? Which one am I going to respond to? Right. And so I think you're seeing that that diluted number of ads results are harder than they've ever been before.
Yeah. And getting renewals is oh so important. Right. I mean, it's the name of the game. It's a lot easier to fill the bucket when it's not leaking from the bottom.
Yeah. So if they're not getting good results, you're not going to get renewals, right? Because you come back in there and go, hey, you're ready to renew. And they're like, it didn't work.
Right.
Well, if this is the first time that you're finding out that something's not working and it's time for a renewal, you're dead. You're dead. There's no way you are going to save that. So part of that problem of us not communicating is also not staying in touch with knowing what's working and what's not working. Yeah. And so if things aren't going like you want them to go, I want to know in week one, not week 12 or 26 or 52.
Sure.
Because in week one or two, I can help them fix that. Maybe it's a copy issue. Maybe it's a creative issue. Maybe it's what we're running, the campaign that we're doing. Maybe it's that we're just not tracking it, right? And so nobody's going to renew if you're not getting results. It's all about ROI.
It's interesting.
If dollars are less, I'm not going to renew the things that aren't working.
It's interesting. Just going back to what you said before, it kind of ties together. If whether you claim to be a product salesperson or not, because nobody claims to be a product salesperson, nobody. Everyone says they're customer focused. But you show what you are by your actions, right? By your behavior. So if you claim to be a solutions-focused seller, then what you care about is making sure that your customer gets results. It gets the solution. So if if to you, the service stops with the sale because you need to move on to get the next one, you're focused on selling the product and then selling the product again and selling the product again. If you're focused on the solution, well, the sale is you're at the 10-yard line. You still got 90 yards to go, right? You're just getting started. So they really do tie together nicely from what you said in the response to getting it's all about solving the problem, not just selling.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So first question teed you up on salespeople getting new business. Second question was really about salespeople getting renewal business. This next question has to do with something that I know is near and dear to our hearts, getting appointments. And let's just throw it. It's never been easy. It's not like it used to be so easy, but maybe it used to be easier. Yes. But it was never easy. So here's what the data says, and I'll ask you a question. Over half of the salespeople surveyed, 57%, say it takes five or more attempts to secure a sales appointment. Five or more. I think we agree with that. 87% of salespeople say that securing appointments is harder today than it was 5 years ago. So again, 57% say it takes five or more attempts. Almost 90%, 87% to be exact, say it's harder than it was 5 years ago. Here are my questions for you. Why are sales appointments becoming harder? And you got any tips? What do salespeople do?
Yeah, I kind of answered that in your first question, because getting appointments leads to conversions, right? They're tied together. Part of it is we just have a lot of technology that it's easy to ignore people. They're not in the office. And there are so many salespeople that are reaching out to decision makers on a regular basis, and not just media and advertising sales. I mean, every vendor is going to have 10, 20 different companies that are all pitching for that same business. I mean, a business owner could have 100 different people reach out to him on any given day. When you get a meeting with them, you can't meet with 100 people. You're not going to meet with two people, right? So that's what makes it so much harder today than ever before. And it's good that 57% of people know, hey, I've got to be persistent. I've got to keep reaching out, because that is part of the solution of getting more meetings, is having more outreaches. So they need to reach out to a prospect. You know, we say 7 to 9 times. I've just simplified it and said 9 times now. It's 9 times. You've got to plan.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Exactly. It's not over a year. It's 2 weeks. Reach out 9 times in 2 weeks. That's a lot. That's almost every single day, right? But you have to have a really good reason for them to meet with you, right? And we call it the valid business reason. It's, why would they want to meet with me? What do I have to offer that has value that's going to help them, whether it's going to be solve a problem, achieve a goal, meet a need, whatever that is? You have to have a really good hook as to why they would want to meet with you. And then you've got to hammer it 9 times in 2 weeks to get their attention before they respond. So that's the foundational element of getting more meetings. What are the tips to make it more successful, for you to be better at it? My thing is, you've got to be different. You have got to stand out from the crowd. You've got to break through the clutter. I know you get tons of people trying to sell you stuff, because I get tons of people that are trying to sell me stuff because my title makes it seem like I might buy something. I don't buy anything at CSS. I have no authority whatsoever. It's the biggest waste of time in the world to email me. If you're thinking about email me, don't, if you're trying to sell me something. So I know I get tons of them, and they're all the same. They're so boring. They're so simple. All I see is emails. Nobody is sending videos. No one is calling me. Obviously, you can't, you know, knock on my door. But if I was a business owner and I was and I had a storefront, boy, I would old school go door to door and try and meet with people face to face. I would use the phone more than I would use email. I would send letters. I would send something unique. You just have to be creative to break through the clutter, because there are literally thousands of salespeople doing the exact same thing. They're super boring, and it's so easy to delete email after email after email and never respond.
Yeah. So I'm going to circle back to this whole conversation on different ways of communicating in one second, but I want to go back to something that you were talking about, the don't give up strategy. And there's that old quote in when luck is when preparation meets opportunity, right? Yeah. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So appointments are when persistence meets professionalism, right? Mm-hmm. When it's not enough just to be really professional and have a VBR. It's not. I mean, you could have the best, most well-written, most researched email, talk track, whatever. But if you reach out to someone and your email gets put in the junk folder for some reason, or bounces, or the person is off that day and comes back to 350 emails and deletes all of them, your well-written, well-researched email never got seen. On the flip side, though, if all you are is persistent and you're not professional, you're going to look foolish, and you're going to get a please do not. You're going to get an unsubscribe back and say, leave me alone. I don't want your spam. So I like what you're saying, and I agree. And I think the biggest thing that I've heard you say, not here today, but just again and again and again, when I've been with you over the years, is the biggest thing you can do is commit to doing it. Right.
Yeah.
Knowing what to do and doing what you need to do sometimes is where the chasm is. If you know you need to have really good VBRs and you know you need to reach out 9 times in 2 weeks, then do that. And
yeah, I hear that all the time when I'm in markets with clients, and I'll go through the don't give up plan, and we'll talk about VBRs, and the salespeople that are honest come up and go, I don't do this all the time. I need to do this all the time. If I did this all the time, I would have as many meetings as I wanted.
Right. I mean, the challenge is this. We all have our stories of, well, I only called this guy one time and I got the greatest appointment in the world. I didn't have to call 9, which, by the way, great. High five. Yeah. Congrats.
That's awesome.
You don't have to. By the way, if you get an appointment on the first call, you do not have to keep doing the other
one. You do not.
You can stop that. All right. Last question for you. So a big part of all of this is communicating with prospects. You touched on it in your answer to your last question. How we choose to communicate with them is kind of what differentiates us. Most salespeople, 72%, rely on email, and 55% rely on phone. In your opinion, do the legacy channels like email and phone calls, do they still prevail? In other words, are they still the best to use, or are there newer channels? You kind of hit on them, so maybe touch on those again. And are there any communication tactics that you would recommend? And maybe you can talk about when you run your don't give ups strategies, maybe you can talk about what your last outreach is sometimes like.
Yeah. So I did talk about it. I think that email is less effective today than it's ever been. I still see salespeople using it more than anything else. I think that's a mistake. Phone for the longest time wasn't effective at all. I think since 2020, phone calls have become way more successful. I think people are more willing to talk to someone on the phone today because they may not be in the office and maybe they aren't talking to people. So I think phone has probably exceeded email. I'm hearing a lot of success from salespeople who will go and canvas a neighborhood. Like they find a group of 3, 4, 5 businesses all relatively close to each other. And they literally, and this is crazy, some of these people are not going to believe this, it's true, they walk into a business and they speak to a human being in person. I know, crazy, right? But it works. Like people are excited. You walked in and, you know, they're more willing to help you. And, oh, I'm not the person, but this is the person to call. And this is his card. And that seems to work really well. I think video is another really good way of using ways to communicate, especially if you're more outgoing. And all a video is a video of a voicemail. That's it. Right. That's all it is. I mean, I don't understand why people get nervous, but they get nervous. But we are on video calls every single day of the week. What's it matter if it's being recorded? It's the same thing, right? Just do that. I think leaving things behind, mailing things are different. I mean, mailing someone a card, nobody mails anything. So if I got something in the mail, that would stand out, right? I'd be interested to read that, especially if it's handwritten. I'm going to open that. I want to see who wrote me a letter or wrote me a note. I think that's really important. And I think those are the things that I would do.
Tell everyone about your outreach when you run a don't give up plan for yourself, when you're in sales mode, I'm giving up.
Yeah, it's the 1, 2, 3 email, and I think I stole it from you, but I take full ownership of it.
Yeah, you should. It's yours now.
Yeah, so it's the title of the email is please respond with a 1, 2, or 3 ... By the way, I tested that on subjectline.com, and it scored 100. So yay me. And it's, dear Matt, I've been trying to get in touch with you for the last couple of weeks. We haven't been able to connect. Before I give up, I wanted to give you one last chance to make sure that we didn't miss an opportunity. So do me a favor and reply with a 1, a 2, or a 3 to this email. Number one, yes, I'm interested. I've just been really busy. Send me some times you're available and we'll schedule something. Number two, no, I'm sure you're a great guy, but I'm not interested. Please leave me alone. Or number three, I've fallen and I can't get up. Please call for help. And then I say, let me know which one it is because I'm starting to worry. Thanks, Trey. And I would say that I probably get 70 or 80% of the time we'll get a response. And half the time I get yeses and half the time I get no's or 1s and 2s. And then occasionally people will be funny and they'll put down a number 3. And then one time someone put down number 4. And then they said for me to do something to myself, which is not appropriate for this kind of content. And if I get a 2, a 3, or a 4, I reply, thanks for letting me know. You'll never hear from me again. And what's funny is if the 3 and the 4s, every time they've replied, oh, I was just kidding. I thought you would think this is funny. I actually am interested. And I'll end up getting meetings.
Yeah. And then for anyone listening or watching this podcast, if you don't know what I've fallen and can't get up is, you should Google I've fallen and can't get up. And you'll see that that was a very clever advertising campaign way back when.
You're making me feel really old. You're making me feel really old. That there are people watching this that are unaware of that.
All right. So, Trey, thank you so much. Your insight and your expertise on these specific topics is incredibly valuable. There's so much you've unpacked and shared so much wisdom today, that if someone just would would simply do what you tell them to do, if they would just simply take the advice and give it a try, I absolutely know that they would get results. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us, sharing your wisdom with everyone that is watching or listening. If you want to get a hold of Trey, his information will be in the show notes, or you can go to LinkedIn and look up Trey Morris at the Center for Sales Strategy. It'll come up first, and because he's very active on social media. We look forward to seeing all of you on the next episode of the Improving Sales Performance Podcast. This has been Improving Sales Performance. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, join us every week by clicking the subscribe button. For more on the topics covered in the show, visit our website, thecenterforsalesstrategy.com. There, you can find helpful resources and content aimed at improving your sales performance.